Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Tuesday the 13th of October and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Mozambique published its proposed model for a sovereign wealth fund as it prepares to reap as much as $96 billion from liquefied natural gas projects that companies including Total are building. The development, which are the biggest private investments yet in Africa, could make Mozambique the continent's second biggest producer of fuel. The central bank laid out plans for how the fund may function and which institution it will report to. The proposal anticipates that the $96 billion will accumulate over the lifetime of the project. Two senior executives at Botswana's supermarket chain Choppies are suing former auditors PwC for $40 million for not signing off the company's 2018 accounts, which led to a share price collapse. Choppies executive alleged that PwC did not complete the audit in part to pressure the company to hire PwC director Rudy Benadel as head of the finance, according to a statement issued on behalf of the directors. The duo filed a lawsuit at the High Court in Gaborone, Botswana's capital. The head of Nigeria's state oil company expressed confidence that the nation's long-delayed oil and gas industry reforms will be passed in parliament. The petroleum industry bill has been 2 decades in the making. It seeks to overhaul the laws that govern the West Nation's oil industry, reforming how it is operated and funded. Nigeria is Africa's top oil producer and is trying to end a decade of regulatory uncertainty. The pace of contraction in South Africa's annual mining production eased off in August as both local and global economy opened up further, hinting that the industry may be one of the first to regain some of the ground lost to the coronavirus pandemic and lockdown. However, economists warn that the recovery is likely to come up against the long-standing structural issues that plagued the mining before the pandemic, including uncertainty over electricity supply and tariff increases. The mining industry contributes 7% of GDP, but share has steadily declined in the recent years in South Africa. And in news that just came in, the South African Treasury requested postponement of budget from 21st of October to the 28th. We'll unpack the story as the news drip in. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you catch us. It does make a difference. Enjoy your day.